This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 2 years after Elijah McClain's violent detention and death, and 1 year after mass protests against police brutality, the officers and paramedics involved in McClain's arrest faced 32 criminal charges, including manslaughter and negligent homicide. CPR's Allison Sherry tells Colorado Matters that the police reform movement played a major part in the grand jury indictment.
The nation's reckoning of police violence against communities of color last summer, you know, people who took to the streets, it made a difference. I don't think that the governor would have appointed Attorney General Weiser to do this if those protests had not happened.
The three Aurora police officers and two paramedics charged in the death McClain's death turned themselves in yesterday. They've all been released on bond. Colorado students struggled to learn during the pandemic, and it shows in state test scores that were just released. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on school and district test scores.
State-level results already showed significant decreases in achievement since 2019, when students last took the tests. In Denver, a little over a third of third graders are reading and writing at or above grade level. A quarter of fourth graders are doing math at grade level. Officials say it's hard to draw conclusions because only about half of Denver students took the tests. Statewide, many students faced disrupted learning and poor internet connection during the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
British Airways has resumed nonstop flights between Denver and London. The airline suspended the flight in March of 2020 when the pandemic hit. The Gazette reports the flights were operate 3 times a week. This is CPR News at 6:06.